Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again. What's up? First of all, you're not going to believe what I'm recording with, but I'll get to that towards the end of the episode. Today I would be doing a weekending episode. It's been forever since we last had one of these, and I was like, okay, you know what? Let's do a weekending episode today. Let's see what happened in my week on the podcast and in my life. Yeah, that's basically what we do on a weekending episode. We look at all the episodes during the week. We try to do like a brief recap. I talk about my week, how my week has been boring or not. Yeah, so let's get into it. So I think the week started off with me doing an EQ episode, an emotional intelligence episode. Emotional intelligence is a thing, and a lot of people are deficient in that department. A lot of people have hidden under the guise of being blunt to be emotionally dumb. There was one thing I said on that episode, was that you can say the truth and still remain a human. You can say the truth and your humanity would still be intact. Do not lose your humanity all in a bit to, you know, I'm going to say the truth, I'm going to say it how it is. Please do not be that person who makes another person feel bad or look bad just because you want to say the truth. Even if you are going to correct somebody, do it with love, do it with empathy, do it with so much kindness and goodness in your heart that person receives that correction with an open mind. Do you get? Yeah. Then we did a very bright episode, All the Bright Places. I think I was trying to make a movie review / movie summary / what I did not like about Hollywood recently. And I said, it's like Hollywood has run out of ideas for movies. Whenever you watch a movie in a certain category, say high school, you're thinking that, so a guy and a girl are going to fall in love, or they're going to start off on the wrong foot, fall in love, something terrible won't happen, or a guy goes to a new state, doesn't like the school, gets bullied. The storylines are now similar. I don't know. I genuinely don't know why this is the case, but it's happening. And All the Bright Places was no different. Just that somebody committed suicide at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert, if you have not seen it, you can see it, you'd enjoy it. There are certain things in the movie that I enjoyed, and I've stated this on that episode. So if you want to know what I enjoyed about the movie, go and listen to All the Bright Places again. Then I took a very, very, would I say, subtle jab at Gen Z's, but seeing that I'm also in the Gen Z family, I don't know. Yeah, but I did that, and it's the complacency that has been known to exist among the Gen Z community, the Gen Z family, always wanting to, like, you know, I'm young, I'm going to do what I want to do now. Nobody's going to tell me what I'm going to do if it's not... Sorry, I just remembered something. You know, if it's not given, up to now, I still do not know the true meaning of it's not given. But I used it in a sentence this week. That's the truth. I used it in a sentence this week. But it was like a clever add to my sentence. I'm still going to come to that. Hopefully, I do not forget before the end of this episode. So, you are a young person, yes, but do not spend your youthful age and your youthful life burning bridges because you do not feel like it. If you are not going to be able to deliver on something, say, oh, you know what? I cannot deliver in this time frame. Would you be comfortable with me extending it, or would you be willing to extend the deadline? Not accepting deep down, you know that you cannot deliver. It genuinely doesn't make any sense. And it, yeah, I know it cuts across generations, but it's very, very prevalent with Gen Z's. And yeah, I believe everybody should change. Then we had a releasing episode. Take stock of where you are, take stock of how far you've come, take stock of the lessons you've learned on your journey, take stock of mistakes you've made so that you do not make those mistakes again. Because if you do not remember that, oh, I made certain mistakes coming to this very point, there's a very, very high chance that you'd still make that mistake again and again and again. So take stock. Taking stock just helps you, you know, have that mental picture of, oh, okay, how far I have come, where I am, where I'm headed. It's simple like that. Document, journal, and you'd be fine. You'd be fine, genuinely. Then on Friday, we had a too good episode. Is that a thing? Is too good a thing? Like, you are so good that whatever you're building can, in a very, very unlikely way, turn out to cause very, very catastrophic damage. Is that possible? Well, I just wanted to know, I was seeking opinion if it's possible for something to be too good to at some point have a negative effect. Is that something that happens? Now, this episode was born from me watching the series Silicon Valley for the second time in 6 months. I know it's very, very it's a very, very unhealthy practice, but this is what happens where your school is on strike and there's close to nothing that you can do. Please don't. You do not want to be that person. So don't even start with me at all, please. But yeah, I still haven't gotten any response to that. Speaking of responses, on Monday or on Tuesday, I saw a particular tweet. Okay, Sonny sent a screenshot of his tweets to our group, yeah, and it did not make sense in my head, based on where I'm coming from, based on my background. I'm a Christian. There are certain things that I believe in. There are certain things that I do not stand for. And was the tweet was about dating and marriages, yes. On how certain people are categorized for dating and how certain people are categorized for marriages. And in my head, I'm like, do you just date because I have dating life? What exactly is the purpose of dating? And I put it on my status, and then some people were, you knew you were not making your points in line with what I was saying, but you just had to make your point so that it wouldn't feel like you're not saying something. And then when I tried to counter it, it was not as if I was blocking my mind from accepting new knowledge. Meanwhile, you're intentionally saying something different so that you would not just agree with me. Like, it don't make sense. I don't know why I'm saying this here, but I got similar responses like that, and I'm like, why are people doing this now? This is not, you know, that's just it. Yesterday, I had a well done, and I was reading my devotional, I think on Thursday night, when the idea jumped in my head. It's always well done. It's not, you won't hear well said. That's well said. But in the context of this episode, it's well done, not well said, not well thought. So you can say wonderful things, you can think, have wonderful thoughts, but if you are not going to carry out the action, if you are not going to execute those things, it's not it at all. It's genuinely not it at all. And something happened this week that's, why do things keep happening in my life? So I was kind of placed in charge of the leaders in the teen's church, in our teen's church where I worship here, and they were to come up with a plan for the month of October, and they had this wonderful plan, but then it was all in their head, and I'm like, you have to make me see your plan. I'm not seeing your plan. You are sending me one thing and then you are explaining something else. Your explanation, throw it into what you're supposed to present and you'll be fine. And they did a fantastic job, and I was like, yeah, so you people had all had this in you and you're stressing somebody's son. Don't. I know they'll listen to this, you'll be listening to this and smiling. Don't smile. I'm not smiling with you. But yeah, that was the podcast this week. So what am I recording with? I'm recording with a phone. I have not recorded with a phone in 9 months. Yes. No, 10 months. Yeah. 10 months, because from, yeah, let me just say 9 months. Yeah, 9 months. I'm recording with a phone in 9 months. And I'm recording with one today. Now, what happened? I was at Shalom's place for the most part of yesterday, and my laptop was there. But I did not want to take my laptop to Sonny's place where I was spending the weekend. So, because I was like, I'll still go back there, there will be movements, and I did not want to be carrying my laptop through and through, all through those movements. All while I was having that thought, I did not remember that I was going to record the podcast. It was as I was entering Sonny's house, I was like, oh my God, what have I just done? I did not remember. I did not think about the podcast at that time. But yeah, see, it came out nice. So it just feels different. It just feels like, I won't say I've missed recording with a phone, because it's not as good as recording with my laptop, and being able to, the functionalities of that is way, way, way higher than what we have here today. And certain things, that's why you notice that the theme sound of the podcast wasn't there today. Yeah, we're using a background music from my hosting platform. Yeah, that's. Also, hey, I was supposed to say something else. Gosh, the crazy thing is, by the time I end this episode, I would remember what I wanted to say, and then it would be too late for me to say it. But that is how my week was this past week. Yeah, I already talked about it the day it happened, but the queen has passed. There is a new monarch in town, King Charles III. God save the king. Yeah. Okay, I think my job here is done. I believe that you are well rested and ready to go for another week. If you are not well rested, I'm sending you loads of hugs and love. It's been a while I was hugged. That's true. Wow, such a cold world. But yeah, I believe that this coming week is going to be beautiful for all of us. I believe that a lot of beautiful things are going to happen, and we would be fine at the end of the day. Till you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.